Well, there you go. Now there's a $250,000 nail polish on the market made by a fine jewelry maker, Azature. Half-ounce bottle of polish contains 267 carats of black diamonds. Most expensive nail polish on the market today. Once again, that's a one-half-ounce bottle, $250,000. Now,
really?
When you get the nail polish remover, you know, and start cleaning that off, what are you going to do with that? Are you going to throw that cotton ball away? Or are you going to find some way to reclaim that?
Yeah, you'd think so.
Now, I have to say 99, you know, this is actually for the one percenters, that's for sure. For just $25, you can buy the same polish at Fred Siegel, which is made with only one black diamond. Okay, so if you don't want to get the 267 carats of black diamonds that you'll find in the bottle, again, of nail polish. And, you know, you think about that. If you don't get all the nail polish out of the bottle, I mean, there's like $50,000 worth of nail polish stuck to the sides of the bottle, you know? You got to be able to get it all out of there.
Some high-dollar nail polish.
Just saying. Well, $250,000.
Mm-hmm. Honey, I didn't get you an engagement ring. Yeah. I got you nail polish.
What is that sound? Turn on your microphone, Tom. What does that sound?
It was just some sound.
Were you listening to some Lawrence Welk in there? What?
It was a sound.
It's just a sound.
That's my phone. Somebody was calling me. I didn't turn it on.
Do they not know that you work from 6 to 9?
I guess not. Maybe obviously it's not.
Do you not know that there's a way to turn that off?
It's a country music listener.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. I'm just curious how you guys know that it takes cotton balls to remove nail polish.
Well, you know.
Scott's just reading it off the paper.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I don't know how else you do it. I mean, you don't just pour it on there, right? I've seen Marilyn Monroe movies and things like that where they do that.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see what else.
Scott watches lots of Marilyn Monroe movies. Mm-hmm.
Pictures. Yeah, Marilyn Monroe pictures.
Exactly.
Honey, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes is on tonight.
That's right. Don't be watching that.
Seven-year itch, I believe I'm there.
Guess where they found an ancient rainforest? Antarctica.
Shut the front door.
Turns out Antarctica wasn't always a vast, inhospitable, frozen tundra. No.
Until global cooling took over.
That's right. Drilling into the seabed off of Antarctica, they apparently dug up sediment cores. That sediment cores that revealed...
I thought you said cinnamon cores. Like, awesome.
Doesn't that sound good? Just go get that and put some of that icing on there.
Mm-hmm.
Pound down about 24 of those.
By the way, did you hear that Libya got its first Western food franchise?
Libya. Really?
Libya did.
What did they get?
They got a Cinnabon.
No kidding.
In the airport?
I don't know.
It's got to be in the airport.
But they got a Cinnabon.
Huh.
I don't pack on
the calories.
I think that is the best way to infiltrate, you know.
That's how we change them to our way of thinking.
Absolutely.
Right? We make them fat and lazy.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, two things. One is I think I had one of those sediment cores the other day at Cinnabon.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yes.
And that was pretty tasty. Pretty tasty eat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But also, don't we have a promo for our event on the 17th? They were coming in and telling me all this stuff that they had these special promotional liners and things with Congressman Flores.
Well, I believe that was people. Excuse me. I believe that was supposed to be someone who is in programming down the hall at a.
They tell me it's done. Hmm. They tell me it's done and scheduled to run in other parts. And so I'm just wondering if all we're missing is a cart number.
Well,
for you, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I guess.
Or a reminder.
No. That's okay.
I'm being polite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I was talking to someone about this just yesterday, and we were discussing as to whether or not there was anything that I could do about that.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores. I want to take this opportunity to salute Tom Turbeville for all the positive things he has done, especially for our veterans in his 19 years with Bryan Broadcasting.
Yeah, huh? How's that sound? How like that so far?
Huh? Wow.
So far, so good.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, anyway.
How nice.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, anyway.
Golly,
yeah.
Tom is retiring, and there will be a celebration for Tom on his last day of work, August 17th, starting at 5 p.m. at Crystal Park Plaza.
Yeah.
Again, that's August 17th. Hope you can be there.
There you go.
That's right. And we, since we invited people on since we invited many people on Facebook yesterday, I thought it'd be nice if we actually invited our listeners.
Well, sure. Know? No, I agree. I agree completely. But I just
see how cool. I mean, and we've got others too that we'll be unveiling probably the day before. And
yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
I am just saying to you,
right. We find you've ordered too much food.
I'm just saying to you that we had that discussion, and he said, "Okay, I'll take care of it."
I think it actually is taken care of, but probably you just didn't get the word about where to find it. And as I always say at times like this, thank goodness we're in the communications business.
This is College Station Mayor Nancy Berry.
Yeah.
Tom Turberville is leaving the area after spending about 25 years here. I want to invite the communities to a grand send-off August 17th at Crystal Park Plaza from 5 to 7 p.m. Hope to see you there.
There you go.
Tom will be in Crocs. Yeah. A gimme cap.
Oh, you're going to have to dress up a little bit, big boy.
Oh, I know.
You'll have a live audience for the first time ever.
I'll have a collared shirt on and a clean hat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, we will not be dropping Hostess snowballs from the fifth floor. There had been talk of that, but that won't
or
be
silly
happening.
Putty.
Or silly putty. Yeah.
That's right.
We won't do any of that. Yeah. At least
you can get me to try to catch it again.
Yeah, could do that. That's it. Yeah. With your hands tied behind your back. Thanks.
True.
Thanks, Ben.
Always glad to help out.
Okay, see you, bud.
Thanks, Ben. Well, that's so nice. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It will.
All right, so how about this? How does this sound?
I don't know. You hadn't told us yet.
Professor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good, yeah.
Professor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's done that already.
He has? He played the professor on Gilligan's Island? Oh, that's right. He did, yeah. The surreal prospect could, in fact, become reality for some civic-minded students at the University of Southern California. Washington Post explains that, well, he is looking to co-found a think tank, the USC Schwarzenegger Institute for State and Global Policy, and join the university as a professor. The Post says the think tank will focus on moving past partnerships into several core areas, including education policy and the environment. Oh, wait! He's going to write a $20 million check. And do some personal fundraising.
What is his level of education?
I don't know. I don't know that he has a degree. Because he was pretty young when he came here from, was it Austria? Mm-hmm. Is that right? I don't know. Meanwhile, those who cherish Schwarzenegger mainly as a trash-talking android and otherwise indestructible action hero don't have to worry. He's, going to do the Expendables too. So do you think like he's going to have an associate head of the Schwarzenegger think tank for state and global policy? Will be like Jean Van Damme?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, him.
Jean Van Damme.
Yeah, whatever. And Stallone? Stallone could be available for that, too.
Mm.
That'd be great, wouldn't
sure.
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Man.
Wait, what?
Once again, if you're USC, you're going, wow.
Well, and that's why I ask, what is his level of education? Yeah. Because that sets a dangerous precedent that anybody could come in, and if you write a big enough check, you can not only get your own school, you can become an instructor at that school.
Well, if Boone Pickens wanted to be coach at OSU, you know he could be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
If you want to do that, you can go that far.
He could own Stillwater.
Well,
he probably does.
He couldn't anymore, but there was a time.
I was going to say, his checkbook's not quite as thick as it once
that,
was.
That thing didn't go nearly as well as they thought it was. So when a woman speaks to a man, what part of her face does he focus on? What part of her...
A lot of men are surprised to learn that women have faces.
That's right.
Yeah, you're assuming
face.
A lot right
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Okay. Or how about the other way around? Well, thank goodness somebody has studied this issue, because we now have the answer. It turns out that when a man speaks to a woman, she will focus on his body language and, you ready?
Huh.
Eyebrow cleavage.
Eyebrow cleavage?
Cleavage?
Well, one looks at one cleavage, one looks at the other, right?
Yes, Scott.
On the other side.
For once, Tom and I were trying to have some sort of nuance about it.
Oh, you were not. Anyway, on the other hand, a guy will listen to a woman while staring at her mouth. This, say experts.
Her mouth cleavage. Yes, right.
What is eyebrow cleavage?
The area between, unless you have a unibrow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, some people have a little.
If you have a unibrow, good luck getting any woman to talk to you.
A little cleft there between their eyebrows.
Oh, anyway, they say On the other hand, the guy will listen to the woman while staring in her mouth. This, experts say, is a misguided attempt to visualize her words.
Look at the mouth, look at the mouth, look at the mouth.
What outside forces distract us during a conversation?
Guys look at the mouth because then it's a shorter distance to the other place, you know, when she's not looking at you.
Women tend to be distracted by people wandering into sight. Well, guys.
Go ahead.
Again, women tend to be distracted by people wandering into sight, while guys are more likely to be distracted by the random movement of bright objects.
We're like kittens.
Exactly.
August is a great time to head to your neighborhood half-price bookstore and sell your stockpile of summer reads for cash. Money in your pocket, another chance for others to enjoy your favorites, whether it's books, music, movies, comics, even games and gaming consoles. It's how half-price books has been doing business for 40 years, and it's why they have such a fantastic selection of used books as well as their amazing new books on any subject. Half Price Books is buying more than ever from book lovers like us every day. More than 750,000 books a week nationwide. They'll make you a cash offer, not credit, on everything you bring in. They don't pick and choose. They try to donate what they may not sell to organizations around the world. It's simple. Bring your stash to Half Price Books. They'll be happy to bring them in, they'll check them out, and you'll have your cash offer. So make room at your place by selling what you've already enjoyed at their place. Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass, next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. With us baby boomers ripening, I'm noticing getting out of the car is getting to be more of a challenge. I'm not ready for a turning seat to get out of my truck yet, but it seems like I'm looking down both of the barrels. If you or someone you know is looking for options for getting in and out of their vehicle, visit our website at yourmobilitysolutions.com. Come see us on Highway 21 outside Wixon Valley, Texas, or call us at 979-589-2005.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Hey, good morning. It's about 8 till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. If you come home one day, ladies, and you see your husband playing with the dust in a shaft of sunlight coming through the window.
Exactly. Or a laser pointer. Perhaps you could keep him occupied with a laser pointer. There's
him. Look over there. Okay. All right.
See, but now I get distracted. If I'm talking to someone uh-huh. and someone walks into my field of vision, I get distracted.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. That's, I think that's true. But again, we're guys. A New York family alleges a medical school rejected a man's corpse for being too...
Wait, what?
That's the one. A New York family alleges a medical school rejected a man's corpse for being too... Family of George Cardell filed lawsuit after the 59-year-old man, who weighed about 300 pounds, suffered a heart attack and died last December. The lawsuit alleges that George's last request was for his body to be donated to science, but the Hofstra North Shore School of Medicine at Hofstra University rejected the corpse because it was too... And the hospital took 13 days to return the body.
Oh, my gosh.
Where'd you put it? It's in here. Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Ah, there we go.
It was fat and gamey, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, they put it in a refrigerator, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It says here resulting in heavy decomposition.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Officials at the school said... Well, what'd they do? Throw a sheet of blue tarp over it and forgot it? What? Come on. Officials at the hospital said they attempted to donate the corpse to multiple medical schools. There were no takers. The lawsuit alleges grave humiliation. Grave humiliation.
Ah, grave. So, get it. Did you see what they did there?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
What's your best technique for avoiding interaction with the public? That's what a Yale researcher wanted to find out, so...
Be on radio.
She hopped on a bus and traveled across the country. Oh, my. Can you imagine that?
So 6 months later, she arrived.
After observing and interviewing dozens of travelers, she discovered that people will go to great lengths to avoid interacting with strangers, including covering the open seat next to them with a jacket, staring out the window, or pretending to be asleep, or flashing that "don't bother me" face, otherwise known as the hate stare. The researcher found that plopping down right next to someone while there are rows of open seats makes you look like a weirdo. So, in other words, you're in the Greyhound bus.
Yeah.
You're in the Trailways bus.
Right.
Because you got that special deal that you could get from here, that's right, from here to Nashville for $10.13.
That's right.
Well, I don't think it's being antisocial necessarily. It's just, you know, wanting a little bit more room, a little more leg room or something like that.
No, it's antisocial.
But again, if there are empty rows in the bus and you plop down next to somebody, you're a weirdo. Well, and what about if passengers...
Do you mind if I sit here?
And what about if passengers know a bus is going to be full and they're forced to sit next to someone? Well, instead of avoiding people, we switch strategies now and try to find somebody normal to share the ride with.
Once again... So now it's normal.
You're on the Greyhound bus.
Do you just go down the aisle asking?
Are you normal? Hello, are you normal?
Are you normal?
Are you normal?
Do you think you're normal?
You look normal.
What defines...
I'm not, but are you?
What is defined as normal trumps race, class, or gender when it comes to finding the right bus buddy.
Bus buddy. Oh,
yeah. Call him a bus buddy.
Yeah.
And see.
Hi there, bus buddy.
Yeah, watch them find a new seat.
Yeah. Will you be my bus buddy? Well, and the other thing, or the same thing could happen.
Hi.
Hi.
The same thing could happen on an airplane. Of course, you know.
We're going all the way to Atlanta together. Yeah.
Hooray. Are you going to Atlanta, too? Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm going to get a transfer and go to Philadelphia after that. You want to go?
Yeah, really.
That'd be fun.
And we just passed Phoenix. Yeah. We're going to have so much fun.
With the Durian Corn Exchange, the price of gold is still high, and we have many customers that are coming in to sell their unwanted gold jewelry. We buy and sell gold and silver coins, one coin or entire collection. If you want to invest in gold or silver, you will find our prices are the best around. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we buy gold, silver, platinum, diamonds, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. Being a full-service jewelry store allows us to pay more for your items. We are not dependent on just precious metals. Thank you for voting us the best gold and silver buyers in the Brazos Valley for another year. We hear every day how happy our customers are with us, and they appreciate our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
About 2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Real quick, Samsung confirmed yesterday that they'll have their brand new Galaxy Note out on Aug 29.
Oh.
You want to be one of those early adopters? Then there you go. Hop up on that. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
The Mickey Mouse watch first went on sale 1933, $2.75. 1946, the National Basketball Association was founded. 1946. 1977, after building and testing 25 units, Radio Shack issued a press release introducing the TRS-80 computer.
Yeah.
Within weeks, the company had thousands of orders.
Yeah. Wow.
Ben raising his hand. Remember Heathkit? Remember Heathkit where you could, like, build your own oscillating thing? Yeah, they ain't around anymore. And in 2007, Scholastic, the U.S. publisher of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter, announced the seventh final book, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, sold 11.5 million copies in 10 days. Not bad.
Not bad. Right,
you got a minute.
Okay. Sort of another this date in history. Sunday will be the 50th anniversary of the death of Marilyn.